Martin Boyle. Martin, good afternoon.
How are you doing?
It happened yesterday evening, was it?
Yesterday evening, yeah, but between 7:30 and 8 o'clock.
And it was in the centre of the Mercer Street, which is off Grafton Street, off South King Street, off near Peter's Pub, that end of the city. What happened, Martin?
That's the end of it. The girlfriend went downstairs to the shop to get the prepay electric. And she forgot a key. And the bell rang and I lifted the receiver to open the door and I could see her on the camera arguing with somebody.
Okay.
And I said, everything all right? She says, open the door. So I opened the door and went downstairs to see what was going on and she was arguing with kids on the street. And I said, what's going on? She says, they're after throwing something at me head.
Yeah.
She says, get inside. She says, go upstairs. I don't want any trouble. So we're going back up the stairs. But if you're going in the door, Joe, there's like a veranda over your head. To stop the rain hitting you if you open the door.
Yeah.
She says, whatever they threw at me, it landed up there.
Okay.
And whatever kid threw it said, it's a pity it didn't hit your head. And as we walked up the stairs, I looked at the veranda and there was a hatchet on the stairs. On the veranda, sorry.
A hatchet?
A hatchet, yeah.
Not the big
hatchet. The small hatchet for chopping the smaller sticks like the...
A hatchet is a hatchet. And that definitely was what they threw at her.
That, yes, because the kid that threw it jumped up and grabbed it off the veranda. And as we went on up the stairs into the apartment, I went to the balcony to see what he was at. And he gave it to a younger kid, about 10 or 11, and he went away up the street with it to hate it.
And you say younger kid, what age was the older kid who had the hatchet?
Between 14 and 16, that's... No more than 16.
Now,
anyway.
Have you encountered trouble before with young people, antisocial behaviour?
I haven't, no. I've never seen that before. My girlfriend had a few years ago, but it was the Gardaí sorted that out. That wasn't a problem, but I've never seen this. I've seen antisocial behaviour. Some of it you can laugh off, it's not too bad, but throwing a hatchet is... It's too much.
You can say that again. You can say that. And does your girlfriend believe it was aimed at her? They weren't trying to get it up on top of the veranda?
Well, I don't know. But he turned around and told her, it's a pity it didn't hit you in the head.
Yeah, well, that's pretty clear.
And at that stage, we didn't know what it was.
And
when we went up the stairs.
Who's the local shopkeeper that's being abused?
Oh, I was on the balcony watching what was going on. And they went into the shop. And I think I went down to the shop in case there had something in there. And my girlfriend wouldn't let me down, but after a minute or two, I just went down anyway. And when I went in, they were gone.
All right.
And I just asked him, he says, all the time, he says, all the time in the shop, he says, if I see a gang of 7 to 10 coming, he's like, I'd lock the shop, close it.
All the time in the shop doing what?
They'll come in, he said that they'll open the milk, they'll throw the milk around the place, throw cans of coke at him, they'll racially abuse him. Mm-hmm. He says that sometimes they'll come behind the counter and confront him, looking him to fight with him, with them, like.
They racially abuse him?
Yeah.
Call him names, obviously.
Call him terrorist, Muslim, all that crap. Yeah, and they'll taunt him and taunt him. He said they'll come in, one come in behind the counter, was interested in his face, taunting him to hit him. But as he says, what can you do? You can't touch them, they're kids. You can't film what they're doing. They're kids, you get into trouble for that.
And is this the same crew that threw the hatchet?
Yes, the same crew, yes, because I questioned him about that. He says, that's them all the time.
And they call him... Because of his skin colour, they racially abuse him.
Yeah.
And they call him...
Yeah, there's three or four different... All that, yeah. And there's three or four different...
And
there's three or four different men walking that shop. And they're all the same religion or the same whatever. You couldn't get nicer people. Gentlemen.
Does that shopkeeper call the Gardaí?
He said he's tired of calling them. He calls them 9 times out of 10, they don't come, and if they do come, it's 2 hours later.
Did you call the Gardaí for the hatchet incident?
No. Once he said that to me, I says, what's the point? By the time they come, the kids are going to be gone. They're going to be going up a blind alley. So I wouldn't know them again. Well, I wouldn't know one of them again, but I never seen him before and I mightn't see him again for a couple of weeks.
But to go back for a sec, Martin, to the racial taunts. Like, given that Ireland is a mixed society now, do they abuse everyone who's of a different colour to them?
Well, I presume they do. If they do it to a shopkeeper who's providing a service, I'm sure they'll do it to anybody.
Okay,
they don't care.
Let me bring Una, who's in Limerick. Una, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. What's happening in Limerick?
Well, this is going back a while now. Well, graffiti, number one, which we started out very well. The lads started coming clean the graffiti themselves, and they ended up, one of them, going to the art school. So it was good. Good news story. And we have a lot of antisocial behaviour behind our museum. Our museum is, of course, the museum in Hartswell Street, Limerick. Mm-hmm. And behind is all the lanes where Frank sort of would walk through when he went to school and so on. And a lot of the tourists want to walk these ways that the banks call the Angela's Ashes walking tour. And a lot of them go down the laneways and alleyways. And, of course, there's a lot of drug taking and antisocial behaviour. Mm-hmm. And I sort of see it on my camera, my security camera, and I go around to sort of interrupt us. And some people get very annoyed, but I mean, I like to welcome people to Limerick and enjoy the tourist attractions we have here. And I don't like a certain amount of people just bringing the name of Limerick into bad repute. And I challenge myself because, I mean, mm-hmm. you have to. You know, it's your city and you can do the best you can to make people aware of what's going on, and it's not terrible. You know, it's not acceptable, rather.
And is there, like, one of the things that's happening in Dublin, it seems that there seems to be unanimity that the situation in the last few months has got worse in Dublin.
I traveled to Dublin yesterday because I'm over in England at the moment, came over by ferry to paint, and I just saw it on the boardwalk. It's everywhere, really. It's everywhere in the country. I mean, I think it's so tolerant. People become intolerant of it and saying, listen, yeah, let them alone. No, you know, ignore it, sort of. Right, I think that's wrong. Because, I mean, as we are a small country, we need the tourists to come to Ireland. And we just have to sort of wake up and sort of do something, I feel. Help the guards. Guards are trying to do the best they can under the circumstances. Yeah, and I think the law is wrong in one sense, that these guys should be actually, especially young kids, they should tolerate and go to the parents of these wild kids. Maybe the parents don't care, I don't know. But if they're doing one, it was cut off every time they had to pay out of their pockets. Mm. It would be a hindrance to it.
Yeah, but I don't know how you enforce that.
You
say a lot of people ignore it. Well, Martin's partner, when a hatchet was coming towards her, that's difficult to ignore.
Well, I've done a few things. I've witnessed a few things like that. But I know they're drugged up and whatever, but you have to sort of, you can reason with them in a mild way, but you can't let it go on. You can't just turn a blind eye and say, oh God, that's terrible. So you have to take action and do something that you can't physically do yourself. And if not, just do something as a group or whatever. But I mean, you can't let the society run wild and just accept it. It's modern day life. You can't accept it. I mean, if I have young kids, which I had once upon a time, now they're adults, but I find if they were wild, you'd actually be responsible for them and do something about it. Whereas I think the parents don't care anymore. I mean, I've seen it day in and day out going through streets or whatever. I mean, you tell the parents, take up paper, and they look at you and say, what? You know, it's just incredible. They don't know any better, perhaps, but they have to learn.
Okay.
And pay the price. And, you know, it's important that they pay.
Martin, hang on there a second. Martin, go ahead.
I know when I was younger, if I was up to antisocial behaviour and it got home to my mother and father, the repercussions that I would have felt, I know I wouldn't be doing it again.
Okay.
It'd be manners put on me.
Martin, in terms of, you said your girlfriend is from abroad. Where's she from? And the reason I'm asking is, does she think Dublin is very different in terms of antisocial behaviour?
Ah, no, she's from a big city as well. She's going to see antisocial behaviour there.
Okay.
But it's the racism end of it that gets the whole. She's been told to go back to her own country.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and she's here a long time. She's here over 10 years.
This is our own country at this stage, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Okay, Martin Boyle, thanks indeed. And Una Heath, 51551 Joe at RT.ie. Let me go to Malik, because earlier on in the programme, it was appalled. Martin Boyle mentioned this shop that was being terrorised. So we've managed to contact the shop. It's called Tutty Shop, but it just on, I think it's on Ainger Street. So, well, that's a well-known shop. But Malik has been running the shop. Malik, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Joe.
What is happening in your shop?
There's a number of times we have antisocial behavior issues in the shop. And sometimes we get the racially abused and people throw stuff on us and they throw eggs on our windows. And several times it happened that we were physically attacked as well. So.
And what age group are attacking you, Malik?
It's about 15 to 17. It's between 14, 15, 17.
And this group that came in yesterday?
Okay, yeah, they all are underage children. And, well, guards are well aware of that issues. And we do report to the local community guard station. And there's a local guard that they patrol around the area. But, again, it's the underage children and nothing... lot we can do about them.
And is it true that they comment on your skin color and they
do tell us to F off and go back to your country and these type of things.
And is there other that's awful in itself. Martin seemed to think they make judgments about you as well because of the color of your skin, and they use the word terrorist. Oh my God.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and there's a number of times it was shop thefts was. Daily basis issues, but there was armed robberies as well. Thankfully, nothing was major done to us, but yes, there was arm used, and there was twice Pierce Street Guard Station was involved, and both of the youths were caught. I wouldn't be able to tell you the areas, but they were locals around the area.
What street are you in?
It's called Angel Street.
Oh, Angel
Street. It's on the York Street, well, basically, in the corner of York Street.
Oh, so you're up the top end of...
Yeah.
Because that shop was a very famous shop, wasn't it?
It is a good location. Our potential customers are mostly students from RCSI, but sometimes they would not like to come this direction because there will be a gang of guys or they play around on the street, football, and they throw football and they throw eggs on the people, so...
Are you not frightened?
Well, I'm. Of course, we are frightened. It's a family-run shop, so we do get scared sometimes. It's like that. We had to close the shop for 2 hours, 3 hours earlier than our normal times because of the issues. Mm-hmm. Especially in summertime, and the children are off from school. This is the main time we have issues.
And they're off from school now. Second level
of an offer. And we reported to City Council as well, but it was not really a potential thing happened. We still have the number of issues several times.
And have you run a shop elsewhere, Malik?
No, I don't. This is the only shop we have.
Shop, okay.
Yeah.
Does a group of you run it together, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and how did the other day men as well, how did they get on? Did they experience this abuse?
Well, we do. As I said, it's a family-run shop, and me, my brother, and cousin, we have always issue with the teenagers' group age.
Are you going to keep going?
It's giving us bread on the table.
Yeah,
so
yeah, of course.
Of course, we have to do it. So we are here since 2013 onwards. And
you're providing a service.
Yeah, that's true, actually. It's a local shop for the area, and of course there's a very, very thank you very much for the local area who is supporting us as well, but there's a only small amount of people who are giving us hard time, which is like teenager group.
Yeah, but they sound very, is this the same, well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, especially as you're on public display there, so to speak, but Martin is adamant that the crew who threw the hatchet at his girlfriend then went into your shop.
Yeah, I heard about that as well. And again, they were the same age group children, like.
And it's, you sell groceries, you're a general store, are you?
Yeah, it is like a grocery store, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Malik, I hope the Gardaí look after you. I hope the
They are really helpful with us, and I'm really thankful to the Garda, local community Garda as well. They do patrol around the area.
Do they come in? Do they come in behind the counter?
The youth is it?
It
was twice it happened in the past 2 years. They came with a needle syringe and they attacked one of our staff member and they took the money, but thankfully it was not a lot they could take. But yeah, the Garda was contacted and the Garda arrested the guy on the scene.
All right, Malik, and have you tried to explain to these children that you're no different, that you're trying to make a living, that you're providing a service?
It's I explained to them a number of times, but they are children. It's hard to explain to them, and for them it's just a fun to annoy somebody or intimidate somebody.
But do you know any, would you be aware of any of their parents come into the shop?
Well, to be honest, I'm there 6-7 years, so I know everybody by name, and they know me very, very well as well.
Yeah.
But this is a very big saying that my child is the innocent one, and he is not doing anything.
Yeah.
This is the other children, which is doing something wrong.
Okay. Malik, I hope that stops immediately. Now that's horrific what you're going through, and thank you for your service that you're providing, because it's a great community down there around Mercer Street and York Street. Thank you so much, Malik, and please keep in touch if you need any more information or help. That's Malik. He runs Tutti's shop. It's a very famous shop, isn't it, going back many years, but it's Malik and his brothers, his family run it now, and it's in Ainger Street in the centre of Dublin, up from, people who don't know Ainger Street might know South Great George Street, just beyond it there on its way up to Camden Street. 51551.